Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This year's National Day of Prayer had a theme of unity. I had the privilege of attending the event in Washington, D.C. in Statuary Hall. It was an amazing experience. We're going to share on Faith and Freedom about this National Day of Prayer. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, I was in Washington, D.C. That week was filled in D.C. and certainly around the country with events leading up to and culminating in the National Day of Prayer on Thursday, May 3, 2018. It began in D.C. on Sunday afternoon, and our own Greg Cox kicked it off. And that was the Bible Marathon reading that began on Sunday and literally went for 90 consecutive hours, day and night, until noon on Thursday, May 3, reading the Bible, literally from Genesis 1:1 all the way to the very last verse in the book of Revelation, read in different languages. Greg Cox is one of our staff members and was working with the Marathon Bible reading, but that kicked it off. Wow. And then that evening in D.C. was the actual National Day of Prayer. It was celebrated all over the country at different times in different locales, from one locale to the next, and the theme was unity. But I can tell you that the event in Washington, D.C. was powerful.
Just think about that, though. God's word was going through the halls of the Supreme Court, through the Capitol Hill, going through all that continuously, and God's word does not return void. So just think about the power, the foundation that's being laid for
this
encouraging.
Country. It's encouraging because we have a lot of negative stuff that we talk about a lot. You know, there are attacks, obviously, on religious freedom and religious liberty, and there are those who want to kind of reinvent an America in their own anti-Christian, secular, humanist self-image. Yet the body of Christ here in the United States, you see them come together, as you mentioned, the halls of Congress and the Supreme Court, and to have the gospel message preached, it gives me hope for a turnaround, for revival in this country.
Yeah, you know, and as I mentioned, Greg Cox, our Vice President of Constituency Affairs, he kicked off the Bible Reading Marathon, which was in the front of the Capitol building. And he began by reading in Genesis 1:1 and continuing in German. He speaks German.
Wow.
And he began in the book of Genesis. Literally every minute of the day and night leading up to the National Day of Prayer, from Sunday until Thursday, there was someone reading the scriptures in a variety of languages in front of the U.S. Capitol, day and night, 1 a.m., 3 a.m., rain or shine. They were there gathered reading the Bible, and they literally read every word of the Bible from Genesis through Revelation. This event, though, at the Statuary Hall is in the Capitol, and it's a beautiful location with the various state statues around that perimeter that is recognized or accepted by their particular state as their representative statue in the nation's capital. And Ronnie Floyd, a pastor of several mega churches out in Arkansas, he was the one this year that headed up this event. And it began earlier in the day, midday, when the various presidents, going back several years, were there on a platform. Ravi Zacharias and, of course, Ann Graham Lotz and others were there. And they had a prayer meeting, gathering on Wednesday night. They ultimately then had this National Day of Prayer on Thursday night. And I was able to be there. I was asked to give a prayer for the judicial branch. There were prayers all the way throughout this event for the executive, the legislative, the judicial, the military, and there were lots of other prayers. The amazing thing, Holly, was a lot of times you attend a day of prayer event or even certain local National Day of Prayers, and it's a lot of speaking.
Right, not much praying.
But this really had a lot of praying.
Wow, what an honor for you to do
that. Because there were people
that
were praying like me and others. There was lots of different prayers for racial reconciliation and unity, which was the theme. But then there was also moments where there were times where you would gather in small groups. And all the people there would gather in small groups. This was also broadcast live, and it's also going to be rebroadcast by different organizations. Daystar broadcast it live. CBN is going to be broadcasting it. It was broadcast on the internet. Lots of prayer. And it was filled with lifting up Jesus Christ all the way throughout. It wasn't some generic idea of prayer, but Jesus was very central through the National Day of Prayer in Washington, D.C.
That's awesome and just miraculous. You know, I think what an honor for you to be able to pray for the judicial branch, because we definitely, you know, and it just reminds me, we have a National Day of Prayer one day a year, but that should just be a reminder to us. We should be praying
every
for
day.
The judicial branches, for all of our leaders every day.
Yeah, we should. You know, there was a number of short messages. Reverend Samuel Rodriguez gave a powerful message. And the movie star from...
Priscilla Shire.
She is from the movies War Room.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only imagine.
And she's a preacher all on her own as well.
Tony Evans' daughter.
Exactly.
She was the choir teacher in I Can Only Imagine.
But she does preach a lot. So she's phenomenal. God uses her in amazing ways.
And the husband and wife that are the pastors of that church in Texas that was the person came in and killed so many people, they were there as well. And they shared powerful testimony. You know, their daughter, who was a special needs daughter, was in the church. The husband and wife were not there that day, but she was there.
They lost her.
And they lost her.
Oh.
But it's amazing the testimony that they shared.
And the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir was singing,
weren't they? Oh, they were powerful. Yeah,
the roof
Brooklyn
come off.
Tabernacle Choir was there. Yeah.
And you mentioned, Matt, the kind of a video montage of Billy Graham, where he basically they put the whole gospel message together.
Well,
so posthumously, Billy Graham is still is preaching revival from the pulpit.
It's amazing what happened with that, because it was at the very end of the National Day of Prayer. And they had put together a montage of Billy Graham over a number of years, because you would see some black and white, some color. You would see him younger, you would see him older. And it would go back and forth between younger, older, older, younger, back and forth. And it was his gospel message that he would give in these stadiums around the world. And it was woven together so that it was seamless. And he would say something maybe when he was young, and finish the sentence when he was older, or vice versa. And it was listening to Billy Graham from the different eras, giving a singular message about faith in Jesus Christ, forgiveness of sins, with an invitation to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, and also at the very end, a website to go to if you have questions or you made that commitment to Jesus Christ.
A lifetime legacy
of
engaging and being obedient to Christ and engaging in the Great Commission.
You know, and his message was always very simple, just clearly from the gospel, but it shows you the power of God's word. He could preach it over and over and over again for many years, and people still came forward because of the power of God's word.
It's amazing, because he had one simple message when you think about it. How many other people can you think about that have had one simple message? It may have had some slight variations over time in terms of what was going on in the country or the world, but the message was seamless. And this video montage really underscored that.
Yeah.
You say it's a simple message, but it's the most important message in the history of mankind. It is the message. It is the message that underscores the meaning of life.
Right. Yeah. And if you ever go to his library in Charlotte, North Carolina, you really get a picture of his life and that message that he so faithfully gave.
Well, you know, it was just an amazing experience to actually be part of a real prayer meeting with so many dedicated people that are followers of Jesus, love the Lord, and then to end that prayer meeting with that kind of very clear gospel presentation that God loves you and he is your redeemer through Jesus Christ, and that he offers you forgiveness and new life, and have that opportunity to make that change, life-changing decision to follow Jesus, was an amazing National Day of Prayer experience I will never forget. pray for our country, not just our judicial branch, but our executive branch, legislative branch, state, local, federal, of course. Pray for unity in this country. There's so many efforts to try to tear this country apart. And what an appropriate theme coming from the book of Ephesians of unity. Pray for unity and pray for the United States of America.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.